I'm with John Popham and a group of other participants in a conference on digital inclusion in housing. It's gone very well, John. What was the aim in the first place of holding this event today?
Well, actually, this all started from a conversation I had on Twitter with some people involved in social housing about the imminent introduction of universal credit and the fact that the government wants 80% of applications for universal credit done online. And most of the social housing people I spoke to in this conversation said that's an impossible target. So I thought we'd better do something about it. So that was the driver for this. We decided to get together, and I got together with Sue from Leeds Federated, and we decided we'd put on a workshop for housing providers on getting people online. Because from my point of view, one of the big things is that we have to engage people with the online world, and we have to get them to enjoy it before they will use it for more utilitarian means. So I'm very keen to sell the idea that the internet is a wonderful thing, and we need to pass on our passion for it to the people that we work with.
So there's lots of emphasis on storytelling rather than all of the administrative back office technical issues that face housing associations. But Sue, what was your interest as a housing association?
We're currently developing our digital inclusion strategy, and I think one of the things we're very conscious of is our partners are all like us, developing strategies, looking at what we're going to do for our own tenants. But we wanted to look at the possibility of working together and what kind of opportunities could there be there for us, particularly in Leeds for ourselves, but I know there have been people here from other areas today, and looking at how we can develop opportunities for people to get online by working together rather than thinking just of our own organisations and our own customer base.
Would you like to add something to that?
Yeah, I certainly would. I mean, it's been a really, really great session. And I think, you know, John at the outset kind of highlighted that this isn't about compliance, it's about engaging, it's about enthusiasm. And what was apparent was that, you know, there's a lot of enthusiasm that exists from staff and our tenants already that is such a valuable resource. And it's just a case of us now as housing associations knowing how to tap into that. I mean, certainly from my organisation's point of view, I'm based at Southway in Manchester, we're just about to launch our Digital Champions programme. And in some ways, you know, attending this session today has made me realise it's quite easy extracting that enthusiasm in some ways. Sometimes all you need to ask people is, why do you love being online, and pass that on to other people. And hopefully we'll get some successes out of that. Yeah, certainly glad I came.
And I was picking up that it's not just about a few digital champions within an organisation. It's going to have to go right through the organisation. That must be quite challenging in terms of training, support, getting people's enthusiasm.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a challenge. I think it needs some real leadership. It needs, you know, one thing that I think definitely needs to be avoided is this idea of digital being a pet project. You know, need to step away from that and understand that all staff need to be engaged one way or another with it as a priority. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that every single member of staff needs to be out there, you know, signing up 10 people to the internet a week. But what it does mean is that, you know, be nice, not just nice, it's essential to generate some enthusiasm from staff who aren't always customer facing, or for whom perhaps, you know, being on the internet isn't necessarily a part of their day job. So one thing we're considering doing is looking at, you know, corporate volunteering and looking at how, say, a joiner could use the existing skills they have, the existing digital skills they have, to help one of our customers get online. And that would, you know, they would count that time as part of their corporate volunteering time. Exactly the same thing could apply to somebody working in finance, you know. It's about tapping into that enthusiasm already there, and you know, ensuring that everybody, IT staff included, you know, are involved in delivery one way or another.
And Andy, I think you're more on the technical side, and you were talking about the need for open standards in the discussion group that we had.
Well, I think it's important as social organisations for us to keep an eye on the way that we spend our money and allocate resources. And there's a lot of work which is duplicated between organisations, and that could be countered by working together. I mean, there's been a few suggestions today of organisations getting together at regional levels, but if it was happening at national levels, there'd be a huge efficiency saving for the industry or the sector. And open standards are the way to go for that. Something else we've got to keep in mind is the reasons behind the strategy, like the goals. And I think that really what's come out for me today is improving quality of life for tenants. It can't be just about efficiency. It's got to be customer-led, and it's got to improve their quality of life in some way. And if that proves efficient for organisations, then that's so. But that's got to be seen as secondary, I think. But adhering to open standards will give us that edge, I think. So we're not tied into particular vendors and all spending the same amount of money with different people, because we're going to have to just work smarter in the future.
And from our discussion, I think that the open standards and the need for benefits, quality of life for residents, led to conclusions that this has got to be designed together. It's not something you can impose on people or just offer up here's one size fits all package.
You can't enforce inclusion. People will only self-include when they so desire to. So there's got to be a carrot for them. It can't be the stick of removing other contact methods. It's got to go hand in hand with the desire of the communities that we serve.